Chapter 39. December 10th of year 18. So far, the plan is working out. We have just reached the point farthest from Proxima Centauri on our elliptical course. Our orbital velocity is 12.9 kilometers per second, and the radial velocity with which we move away from the sun will soon reach zero. The gravitation of the red dwarf threw us far into space, but it won't let us escape, and instead is bringing us back. This will further accelerate us day by day, pulling us closer to the star until we have reached our maximum velocity and race by close to its surface. There are exactly 4 days left until that point. Currently, our distance from the red dwarf is greater than that of its planet Proxima B. The planet cannot be seen because it is directly behind its sun, as seen from our perspective. I use all of the spaceship's sensors to examine the red dwarf. Due to the planet's dense atmosphere, we will never get this clearer view of this sun once we have landed. Proxima Centauri will determine our existence with its life-giving energy, but also with its potential as the great destroyer using X-rays and flare eruptions. I am always surprised at how diverse the universe is. On the one hand, Proxima Centauri is a main-sequence star, just like the sun. This means that its interior burns hydrogen into helium. But the similarities end there. Due to its size, one might expect a short lifespan for Proxima Centauri, yet the very opposite is true. The star uses its hydrogen supplies so sparingly that it might reach an age of 4 trillion years, about 300 times the current age of the universe. When our sun gets ready to swallow Earth in about 7 billion years, Proxima B might be a safe alternative. I focus the image on the glowing ball we are orbiting. It is hard to believe it is only 1.5 times the size of Jupiter, since its gas is so densely packed. The image changes based on the wavelengths I use to observe Proxima Centauri. In the visible range, I noticed a dull, weak white, while in infrared, the star gets brighter, much brighter. But there is also something happening at the other end of the spectrum. Proxima Centauri radiates a lot of UV and X-rays, with the latter being even more copious than those of the sun. And then there are the metallic spectral lines that tell us about the past. Proxima Centauri seems to belong to at least the grandchildren's generation of the star population. I turn around. At least it feels that way to me when I look backward, even though I have been without a body for a long time. I am looking for the place we are coming from. To do so, I have to search in the constellation Cassiopeia. From here, the constellations look surprisingly like I remember the night sky of Earth. Even though we have been traveling for so long, we have only taken a tiny step. And there it is, a bit below the typical W shape that makes the constellation so easy to find. A white, main-sequence star like many others, apparent magnitude 0.4, about as bright as the red supergiant Betelgeuse in the constellation Orion.